All right, George Sedano, Scott Kaplan, both out of the studio today, but with us.
Greg, even if he was born in quote-unquote Britain, it's the United Kingdom. So Ireland is part of the United Kingdom.
I'm just reading what's in front of me.
I'm just telling you,
You're wrong, bro.
The United Kingdom, Ireland is part of the United Kingdom.
Yeah, sure. I even said like 2 minutes
so
before, I'm going to start
complaining.
Anyone
who's Irish technically
points.
Would be part of Britain at that time.
Oh,
but
good.
He was born in Kilpatrick, Scotland.
I don't think you
right,
heard
but
me.
Even and I believe you. But what I'm saying to even if Greg was trying to make the case that he was born in Britain, that was part of the United Kingdom. Ireland was part of it.
I don't think you heard me say
it,
2 minutes
suck
before
it.
That I'm going to start complaining to lose points.
Maywan, suck it.
Exactly.
Cappy, out there.
I'm here, but if nobody does, woo, 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 then I don't do it. Love it.
There it is. My day is not complete until I hear that.
There you go. All right, so. Cap, start with you. Surprised when Aaron Donald retired this morning or not so much?
Yeah, I guess I was shocked. I guess the Rams weren't.
Yeah, Sedano, what'd you think? I was surprised.
I was mildly surprised. I mean, he's hinted at it a couple of times already, so there was that. But clearly the Rams knew, to Cappy's point, because their video came out like within minutes
of
his.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, I thought to myself a million times, like, why would you do this? Because I feel like we're so accustomed to guys not giving up money.
Right.
You know, and the more and more and more I thought about it, you know, Aaron Donald might be the single greatest, most decorated defensive lineman, certainly, maybe player, maybe defensive player in the history of football. And I say football, I don't mean NFL. I mean football.
Would you put him ahead of Lawrence Taylor? Lawrence Taylor won an MVP.
Reggie White. Right.
Yeah, when I say most decorated, though, I'm just talking about, like, the whole thing from college to now. He won every collegiate defensive MVP award, you know, from the Outland Trophy to, I want to say, like, the Nagurski Trophy to the Nitschke Butkus. Every single defensive trophy there was to win, he won. And then, you know, he's an eight-time All-Pro, and the only two seasons he wasn't All-Pro was his rookie season when he was Rookie of the Year. And then the year after they won the Super Bowl, where they shut him down for like the last six games. So, yeah, I mean, for me, yes. I mean, Lawrence Taylor and Reggie White, yeah, I'll put him ahead of those guys.
Well, I think that's the list, right, George? Those three dudes?
As far as D-linemen, yes, there's no question.
Do you feel like he popped as a figure in the NFL? Like, I mean, everybody just knows he's really good, but if you were walking down the street, would he draw a crowd?
No.
No, matter of fact, Michael said he ran into him in the airport in the Bahamas, and nobody knew who he was.
Huh. Right.
So he can still have... Football players can do that because they wear helmets. They can still have their anonymity, unless you're
flashy.
A quarterback.
That's not his thing. Like right. Lawrence Taylor, you'd recognize him walking down the street.
Well, but I mean, like...
Strahan, like, you know him.
Yeah, but he's... that's true, but Aaron Donald is like 5'10".
He's 6'1", that's it.
Listed.
Yeah.
Listed 6'1". So, I mean, he's very average looking. Now, don't get me wrong, he's thick and he's wide. But if he stops training the way he's trained to get his body the way it is, he might be, you know, 210 pounds.
Wow.
You know, I mean, he's a monster, but he's not tall, number one. And your question about does he pop, put it this way. Michael Strahan becomes, you know, a talk show host to the likes of, you know, Good Morning America. J.J. Watt retires and he's immediately being recruited by every network. Aaron Donald, to me, doesn't have the desire or the popping personality to want to do that.
And I think he's made so much money he doesn't need to do it, which I think would be, you know, part of this too, is that guys now make so much that he could just ride off into the sunset, and if he never wanted to be in the public eye again, he wouldn't have to be.
I think also because his career was so short, it will actually pop more. Like, it will actually be remembered, like, in a much more legendary way because he played such a short amount of time.
Is he the most famous Pitt football graduate, Cappy? Probably not. Probably Tony Dorsett,
Dan Marino,
right?
Or Tony Dorsett.
Dorsett, Marino. Yeah, I mean, there's other guys that are definitely more famous, but I don't know that anybody's ever been better.
Yeah, he leaves an indelible history, and I don't know how the Rams, you can't replace him.
No replacing him.
Well, and Cappy left him with a great gift from 710 ESPN. He has an autographed picture of Cappy.
Oh, wow.
Cap, what was the circumstances under which you gave him that?
The circumstances were these. George and I were broadcasting from Rams training camp last year. last summer, and I thought that it would be a lovely gift for a young fella. So we pulled up on him, and we had some 8x10 glossies made. And there's a picture of me and AD after a game. The Rams had played the Bills in the Coliseum. And after the game, we took a photo together. And I just thought that, you know, he might want to add it to his collection of things in his office. So I showed up on him, and I autographed it for him right there. Like, here you go, kid. And I handed it to him, and he's probably got it in a frame. And if I had to guess, it's probably right by his bed.
Of course. And why is that picture not up in the hallways of ESPN LA?
Seriously.
Great question. Great. Probably because I'm wearing a CBS jacket at the time.
There you go. There you go.
We can Photoshop that.
Yeah. Easily. Easily. Yeah,
exactly. So, Sonano, everything that they draw me back in every night. Phoenix lost last night. Dallas lost last night. It's right there for the Lakers to move up. Only problem is they have to win.
Man, that was me.
am I banking on false hope again?
Look, I think after a certain point, you've played 67 games.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You
they are what they are. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Bears are who we thought they were.
I mean, could they? Look, they're only three games out. But three games, we talked about this yesterday. There's a lot of teams ahead of you that have to collapse here a little bit over the last 15 for you to overcome a three-game lead. You know what I mean? So, and by the way, it's not even three. It's four if it's Sacramento because they've won the season series. So you got to come back four games back with 15 to go. Not easy.
I'm beginning to start to get my head around that they could be in the 9-10 play-in game.
I never thought they would end up
weeks,
there, but it
I thought,
feels like it.
I was the same as you. I thought, nah, they're not. They'll move up. They'll figure it out. Now it's, I think, a real possibility. I need to accept that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not too late for them to move up and get out of it. But, George, if you had to bet on it, wouldn't you say that's where they're heading for the 9-10 game?
Yes, I would bet on that. I mean, maybe the 8,
maybe.
But I doubt it. I doubt
the 8 is so much better than the 9. It's just
especially if Denver gets the 1.
Yeah,
you know, I don't think anybody's beaten Denver anyway. But you
don't
want
Denver's
going to
be the 1. It's you and I talked about this yesterday, John. Where you know, Denver's got the easiest schedule remaining in the Western Conference. So
if
they're going to be the 1
seed. If they want the 1, they're probably going to get it.
Yeah,
it's interesting because I think the MVP race is just Jokic, and it's his for the taking.
Yeah,
but. The only guy I think could close is Shea.
Yeah.
And if they come up and take the 1, then I think he's got a really good case. SGA.
Well, you and I saw each other. We're in Phoenix, right?
Yep.
Where we talked about that. And not saying that this is the right way to do it, but there is sometimes fatigue, right, when it comes to a guy winning multiple times.
Well, it's also that he didn't win last year. So Jokic didn't win last year because I think of that fatigue.
Right. So, but I still think if he wins a third, then it's 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
So it's still a pretty impressive precedent, isn't it?
Although, I mean, the only, like, when Denver was sitting there at, like, third or fourth, I was like, he probably will win, but I feel less strongly about he has to win if they're third or fourth. But
if they
win
the one,
West.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I brought this up with Sonano and Cap Momo, but it's the first time I've seen you since you texted me about it.
Okay.
You experienced K in Phoenix.
Oh,
the old
my.
Woman that sits right behind the radio broadcast position. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, here's me and Michael calling a game, but don't listen to me. Listen to the background and the woman yelling behind me. Here it is. All right, so she sits behind, and Mona, now that you've heard her, would it be inappropriate of me to ask the Suns, I don't think they'll move her because those are her seats, but to move me?
Yes. No, you should ask. It's I mean, when I sat there, I was like, I didn't go in thinking, oh, I'm going to go listen for Kay. You just can't miss her.
Right. Sounds like the woman from Throw Mama from the Train.
Totally.
I could not hear her when I went. The day before my last game, the
what?
Day before I saw Ramona.
But no, remember, George sits down low.
Oh, okay.
No. The game, I was there a day early to see the Amari Stoudemire entering their Ring of Honor.
Were you up where the radio
and
guys
I was
are?
Up by, right next to their radios.
How did you
setup.
Not hear her?
Maybe she wasn't there.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Maybe she wasn't, but like, right, I did not hear.
I just heard this woman's voice, and I go, oh, my God, that's got to be Kay.
Maybe Kay had, you know, bigger plans on a Saturday night.
Yeah,
you know?
Could be.
You know what they say? They say every kiss begins with Kay.
There you go.
Did you say that? And that is something that could have stayed in your head.
So, Mumbo, you don't think it would be weird.
But yet it can't.
Hey, Mumbo, you don't think it would be weird if I asked Stacy at the Suns to move us?
No,
because
you
of
could
Kay.
Ask her.
But you could get worse. Could get worse spot.
I don't know how.
I'm just talking about, like, visually.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll have to wait and see.
That's hey, a good
Momo,
point. Yeah, what's up?
I have a question for you. When does your docu-series come out?
June 4th is going to be.
Oh, so
Hulu.
For people who don't know what we're talking about, Ramona did this thing called The Sterling Affairs about Donald Sterling and the end of his ownership of the Clippers. It has been picked up by FX. It's going to run as a six-episode
series, yeah.
Miniseries. What can you tell us about it?
So it's going to come out June 4th. The first two episodes drop on Hulu.
Okay.
That's
you've
how you get
seen
it.
The first two,
I've
right?
seen the first two. I haven't seen the other.
You happy with them?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple things
Well, it's never going to be perfect.
Yeah, let's put it this. There's no Jerry West really poor portrayals, whatever. No one's going to be, I think, mad at me.
And who plays Donald Sterling?
Ed O'Neill.
Okay, got it.
Al Bundy.
Al Bundy. Yep, he's great.
Polk High.
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah.
The woman who plays V. Stivion is amazing. Her name is Cleopatra Coleman. She's going to steal the show.
Like, okay,
she's
good.
She's so good that you can't stop watching her. They wrote more scenes for her to be in because she's so good.
Did they just start making stuff up like
yeah,
I would
Yeah, they
have?
Were like, we need more.
Somebody good plays Shelley Sterling,
yeah,
right?
Jackie Weaver.
Oh, Jackie Weaver's great.
I saw Shelley the other day. She was at the Lakers Clippers.
She still goes, yeah. She still has
Clippers
those seats.
Number one fan.
Yeah, number one. She has the center court seats. Yeah. And so she's there. And then we have some fun cameos like Corbin Burnson from L.A. Law. He plays Shelley Sterling's attorney.
Okay.
Okay, nice. Stuff like that. Lawrence Fishburne plays Doc Rivers.
Oh, I love Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah. And he's good as Doc. Like, he doesn't do the voice.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, I mean, it'd be weird if you really...
It would be funny if he tried, though.
It's pretty hard to do this voice for the entire movie.
If he would have been talking like this the whole time.
You guys know who can do it?
Who?
Jamie Foxx.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard Jamie Foxx?
Trust me, we talked about it in casting.
He's like,
and we thought he would be amazing in that role. It's a different role, but Lawrence has the gravitas you need.
Sure,
like in that role, you need somebody with gravitas. So, I don't know. There's just like fun little cameos here and there for the actors, actresses.
Do you appear at any point?
Yes, I have one cameo.
Do you have a speaking line?
No.
Okay.
My line
are
got
you,
cut.
Are you you? Are you
I'm
a reporter in like a press conference or
There's
something?
There's actually two parts where you see me. One is we kind of show social media scrolling, so they have like something that I tweeted. And you can see my picture, or Instagram or something.
Are there any other reporters besides you?
Bill Plaschke.
Bill Plaschke has a cameo.
And
Ramona
has a
tried
line.
To get me in as one of random reporters.
I gave
three, four,
I gave
or five.
Three line. Okay, there was all these parts. They came to me. They go, hey, we need some reporters to be in the show for the press conference scene. So I gave a list. I said, Jim Hill, Steve Mason, John Ireland, George Sedano, like all my people, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, Cabby, I didn't put you on the list.
No, I don't get on the text. I don't get on the text, so how would I get on the list?
But I think it was before you. It predated you.
All right.
And I gave him a couple, you know, names of recognizable LA and San Francisco reporters.
And instead they went out and hired really hot girls?
No. The only person they called was Bill Plaschke.
Oh,
Brad Turner. They called Brad Turner and then they didn't end up using him.
Okay.
I tried to get Mark Spears because he was a Bay Area guy and Marcus Thompson, right? All the people who would have been at these press. And then the other one, they needed a paparazzi guy. So I just said, well, cast the guy who broke the story. This guy, Mike Walters. He's the guy from TMZ. Just cast him. And they did. And then they needed a news reporter, somebody who had some...
Mason is going to be very bitter that he was not chosen for this.
I didn't recommend him for this one. I picked... this one is a personal one because she was good to me when I was an intern. And that's Beverly White from KNBC.
Oh, sure.
She used to take me out on ride-alongs when I was an intern there. And I felt like... I gave him a list of a few different names, but I know Beverly covered this trial. So I go... Because they were going for Veritas, right? They're going for... This is like real... Little authenticity bites, right? So Plaschke obviously would have been at a press conference with Doc Rivers, right?
Yep.
We actually had a scene, and Plaschke and I were in the trailers together and stuff, and he had a line. He had two lines, and I had one. Oh, no, he had two lines, and I didn't have any. And Plaschke goes, wait a minute. I can't have two lines, and you have none. This is your thing, man. And it turned out that they didn't give me a line because they would have had to pay me or something.
That's exactly what I was going to ask
you. That's what it was.
Outside of being the creator and the executive producer and whatever, were you going to get paid in another way?
No. So this was, you know, this was, they were just saving a line item in
there
the budget.
You go.
So that, but then Plaschke was such a gentleman. He goes, I'm not doing it if they don't give you a line. So then they did it. So then they had to get, I go, well, I got a SAG after card. You know, I'm a,
right.
from the union member. They go, okay, all right, we'll do it. And so I got a day rate or whatever.
Wow.
But then they cut our line. They cut my line.
Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, coach. Hey, coach, what do you say to the people out there who say you have chemistry problems on this team?
Wait, you didn't do it like that, did you?
No, I'm just trying to remember it from a year and a half ago when we did this.
All right, because I mean, if that was
like
the way you did it, I mean,
it was much better. No, what was great is I was giving Lawrence Fishburne like pointers on how would Doc Rivers do a press conference.
You're George Costanza giving directions on
he
the Seinfeld.
He literally was like, well, how did Doc handle the press? And I go, well, he would have definitely learned your name because that's how Doc would work a room. And then he would, and he's like very college football presidentially, like I'm loose and I'm, you know, taking questions. And so he would say, hey, Bill, hey, Ramona, like, you know how Doc does that, right? So Lawrence nailed it. And then they changed the subject of the press conference. So like Plaschke had to retract his line. And then I'm just seen like smiling in the background.
Momo,
you got to get out of here.
Yeah,
you
gotta I got Shabbat, you guys. Yes.
Shabbat Shalom.
Right.
Shabbat
Shalom. Shalom. Cap, yeah. Coming up next, ESPN LA. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. 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 Come on. Yeah. Bing ba da bump. Bing da da bump ba da bump pick a doom da da bump. Bing da da bump jig jig a doom ba da bump ba da bump. Do 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 do.
Cappy.
Yeah.
We've got huge Rams news.
More?
Jimmy Garoppolo is now with the Rams.
Swoon.
Okay. Swoon?
Swoon. You
what
said
does that mean?
You said, well, I mean, he's fine.
He's hot.
You said he's fine, and I said you could say that again. You didn't notice that in the group text?
Fine. He fine.
He's fine. He's a good
I mean,
man.
You may want to come here for Aaron Donald talk, but we're giving you Jimmy G talk, baby.
Jimmy
what a
Garoppolo,
babe.
Huh?
If he were a president, he'd be Abraham Lincoln.
We will get to Jimmy G in a second. But Cappy, that was a classic moment. I thought of you immediately when Aaron Donald retired. I thought, I wonder if he's going to hang that up in his office somewhere, that Cappy picture.
I got to say, it was a shocking moment. It happened at like 9 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. And you talk about, like, I'm going to just say it, like choreographed. You know, it wasn't like Aaron Donald just went on Twitter and went, hey, yeah, I decided to retire.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this was something that he and I'm guessing his agents and the Rams and the PR team.
Yeah,
they had this thing ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he retired at call it 9 a.m., put out that tweet. And by 9:05, the Rams had put out a, you know, an all time celebration video going back to the day that he was drafted. So everybody was prepared for this, other than, I think, George, guys like you and me and the fan base out there. Because, yeah, okay, after the Super Bowl, he sort of flirted with the idea. But it's not like his body's breaking down and the guy can't walk. You know, he's 32 years old.
Good
and
for
he's,
him, though.
He's
that
still
he can
at the top
walk
of his
away.
Game.
Right, good for him that he can walk away without having to not have an issue walking.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, again, once I got past the initial shock of, oh my God, you don't really hear of guys walking away when they're scheduled to make $35 million, you know? But what it takes for Aaron Donald in the offseason to prepare his body, because his workouts are legendary.
Yeah.
When you think about old schoolers like Walter Payton and Jerry Rice, Big D, you ever hear of Walter Payton or Jerry Rice? You ever hear of these guys?
Oh, yeah. Come on now.
You know who they are, okay?
Yeah, come on.
Just want to make sure, okay? Those guys were legendary for their offseason workouts. Aaron Donald is like that, George. I'm sure you've seen plenty of his videos of what he does to prepare his body.
Remember that one offseason he was doing some like training with like a guy with a knife, and everyone was wondering if it was a real knife?
No, but
you
yes.
don't remember that?
No.
Were you not on the internet a few years ago? Like, what happened to you?
Internet is, what is that? I've never even heard of that. What is the internet?
I mean, that is one of the most legendary things ever. Aaron Donald allegedly, I don't know if it was a real knife or a fake knife. I think I may have asked him one training camp, and I could have sworn he told me it was a fake knife. Nonetheless, everyone in the world thought he was training with a real knife. Go Google Aaron Donald trains with a knife.
All right, stand by. But the thing is that this guy, for him to put in the work that it takes to get his body ready for an NFL season, if you don't have the fire for that, you got to give it up, because A, you won't be able to play anywhere near your level of play, and B, you're going to get hurt. So after the shock of, hey, he actually did it, and he's walking away from the amount of money he's walking away from, I'm with you then. It's like, wow, good for him. Because I think of guys like Barry Sanders or Megatron, guys who could have kept on playing, who left very early in their careers. But Aaron Donald, George, he won every award there was to win in college. He's an 8-time All-Pro in a 10-year career. He's got a Super Bowl ring. He's got the money. He's going to the Hall of Fame in 5 years. What else is there for a 32-year-old guy who's got generational wealth to do? What, I mean, just keep playing to hang on, or pursue another Super Bowl? Which
I thought this was almost as good as the first time you said this 15 minutes ago to Ireland and Ramona.
No, I don't think so. I think it's better the second time. I think it's better the second time. I like the second time better myself.
Are you seeing the video I sent you of him training with knives? It's literally on the Rams website.
I'm actually looking at it right here on their website. I didn't see you sent it to me yet, but I'm looking at it here. So from April of 2018. No, I don't think I was on the internet back then.
That's it? You weren't on there?
Wait
a second. You were already the CEO of Sighted.
Oh, maybe I was on the internet.
Come on. You're just right. Too focused there.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
By the way, breaking news today about Rams legend and champion and future first ballot Hall of Famer Aaron Donald announcing his retirement this morning after 10 seasons. Obviously, we'll be talking about it today, but the breaking news on 710 is always powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Head to your neighborhood Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-thru oil change.
You know, I'm watching this video of him being trained with this knife guy, and honestly, I don't think I ever saw it.
I can't believe you didn't see it. This was literally everywhere.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
So much so that they put it on their own website back in 2018.
It's good. It's really good.
Yeah.
I figure, like, if you're 32, like, I just met this guy the other day. True story.
Oh, I thought you said you just met Aaron Donald the other day. No. Like, you met Aaron Donald before.
Yeah, I met this guy the other day, 32 years old. And this guy was telling me that he worked for a company, and he got this job at 22 years old. And it was, I got my first job out of college, and he got stock options in the company, and the company started to be worth a lot of money. And he said to the founder, he goes, hey, why don't we sell the company, dude? Let's get out of this thing. And the founder's like, no, we're worth so much more. And then they became worth so much more. And then he's like, well, why don't we get out of it? And the founder's like, no, we're worth way more. And the kid's 32 years old now, and he's telling me, yeah, I can retire. Can you imagine if you were 32 years old and I told you could retire? And I'm not talking about sports money. I'm talking about, like, explosive, taking a company public money. You're 32. You can totally retire for life. What kind of money does that mean you have, George?
I mean, probably, like, near $1 billion.
Okay.
Maybe that's, like, a $500 million?
I mean, I was thinking this kid may have had, like, maybe 50 or 60 million. I wasn't thinking that, but...
Oh, I mean, You said not sports money, so I assumed it was more.
Well, he's a kid who worked for the company, you know, so he didn't found the company. But nonetheless, let me say this. If you're 27 years old, 28 years old,
And when you said explosive, I mean, my head immediately went to Dr. Dre. Like, that's where I went. But you know, well, or your problem with your underpants, one or the other.
Well, no, I've had that problem four times today.
So, today, did you have the celery juice?
It was a combination of celery juice and some other things that happened as the day has gone on.
And your athletic greens?
Yeah, that. And I also had a big salad for lunch. And I think my body's going, what is that?
Wait, but did you have a bad salad? Like,
no,
did they
delicious.
Not wash the lettuce or something?
Oh, no. Delicious salad. Absolutely fantastic, delicious. Amazing salad. But I don't know, dude. It's just for some reason, it doesn't want to stay home. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It wants to go home. Doesn't want to stay home.
Fair enough. All right. So anyway, you were saying.
So this young guy, I met this young guy this week. He's 32 years old. Mm-hmm. And he's telling me, yeah, I'm kind of retired, but I don't want to be retired. I want to build my own company now.
So he's buying Sided?
No, he's not buying Sided, but he put a pretty significant amount
George
of money.
George sounds really disappointed that he's not buying
Sided. I know. Why
Sided?
Do you want me to? No,
I
want you to cash in.
Well, I'm going to cash in, but
no,
I'm not ready.
To cash out.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to cash out.
Cash out, right?
He put the cash in. I'm going to take the cash out.
Good.
Eventually.
Good point.
Well, so here's the thing, though. My point is this: is that when you're 32 years old, like Aaron Donald is, and you have now made upwards of $180 million in your playing career, and you feel like I've got a Super Bowl ring and I've won every award there was to win, and I'm considered one of the greatest defensive players of all time, what motivates you? What drives you? You know, why would you ever want to stay? Other than the money.
Yeah, but not everybody's motivated like by money like you.
Right. And so for Aaron Donald, what I say to him is congratulations, man.
Mazel tov.
Totally. I mean, you could go home, live a nice, comfortable life, raise your kids, and have your brain cells and your body, and go on to do other things in your life.
For what it's worth, Walker Buehler, I think he did an interview with Bill Plunkett, I'm pretty sure that's who it was, the other day. And he had a great point. They asked him about like his contract because he's going to be a free agent at the end of this year and it being a walk year, blah, blah, blah. And he said, once you get to a certain amount of money, like it doesn't really make that much of a difference. And I just thought that was like so funny and like kind of like a flex, you know what I mean? Like once you have that much money, there's a couple 10 more million dollars here, $20 million there, really matter.
Well, that's why, like I've said all along, I'm not really, really sure that Tom Brady is going to become a Fox broadcaster now.
Wait, because you think he's going to come back to play?
No, no. Well, no, more because I don't think that he really cares about the $35 million. And everybody's like, what are you, out of your mind? It's $35 million to talk football. Yeah, but is Tom Brady going to work for Fox because of the money?
No. He's like, I can make that in my sleep with one of my videos.
No, he just wants to stay in football.
Right. So with Aaron Donald, clearly, his motivation was not money. Because if his motivation was money, you know what you could do? You go to training camp. Mm-hmm. You could tell the coach that you're not feeling so great, so you don't have to go to all the practices. And then, the season comes around, you're like, you know what? I'm hurt. I can't play. And you just collect paychecks. That's not who he is.
That's shady as hell.
Well, I mean, listen, you got a contract for $35 million. You want to walk away from it? No.
Did you do you that, Cappy? Play? No. Did you ever do that?
Well, I tried to get hurt one summer.
I knew it.
I tried to get hurt. I thought I was going to get cut from the team. And I'm like, well.
So you tried to get hurt so you could still get paid?
Well, I was like, if I get hurt, maybe they put me on injured reserve, and then I still get paid.
You're too much.
And I was like walking on the field trying to sprain my ankle and stuff.
You would?
Yeah, I wanted to be on the team. Even if I was on IR, I wanted to be on the team.
So what is your overall take on Aaron Donald again?
Because
I feel like
take
we haven't
is,
my
overall
gotten
take
to that
is
part
this.
Of the landing yet.
Okay, my overall take is this.
Yeah.
Shock early.
Right.
Then realized that it was all very choreographed and planned.
Okay.
And now really, really happy for the guy.
Okay, great.
But can't believe it because he's irreplaceable. There, you don't replace this guy.
Right, which is what I want to get into, but let's do that next. Plus, you and I have a date, Cappy.
Nice, a mandate.
Yeah, we have a mandate coming up next week. We'll explain what that is in just a moment. Stick around, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I don't necessarily see the Fred Savage thing.
Oh, no, no, for sure, Fred Savage. If you go back and you look at about 2 weeks ago, Chris's mom's birthday, he had a picture of him and his mom when he was a little kid. And
Dude, I guess I see it now.
Yeah, he looks very Fred Savage.
Because I'm thinking Fred Savage now, but you're right.
What was the brother's name in the show? Trying to think of the brother's name.
The name of the actor?
The actor himself. It just came to me. His name is Jason Hervey.
I was going to say, I remember the actor, but I don't remember what his name was. Was it Wayne or Dwayne?
No, I don't know, but Jason Hervey was the actor. I told you, George, the story about Jason
Wayne.
Hervey.
Yes, I'm looking at it here.
I remember being like, oh, I hate that name.
But I told you the story about when Jason Hervey beat me up.
No, I don't know that story.
Oh, you don't know this? Oh, Jason Hervey
kicked my
ass.
Will it be shorter than whatever you were talking about with Aaron Donald earlier?
No, this is going to take a couple of segments. Here goes. Jason Hervey kicked my ass one day.
Cap, I think you should save it and give us little tidbits throughout the show, and then dealer's choice.
No, just go. I mean, if you can give it to us quick, go.
I'm going to tell you something right now. And Jason Hervey's listening because, as we know,
everyone listens. Yeah,
everybody's listening. Right. Hey, Jason, if I see you, I'm going to kick your ass. You understand what I'm saying?
All right. What did he do?
So one day,
what did you do to have him kick your ass?
Well, no. So one day, Hervey and I were at this wrestling event, you know, and Hervey, like me, was a big, big, big wrestling fan. So he told me that he had been properly trained in pro wrestling and that he would teach me some moves. So he and I got into the ring together and I thought that he would body slam me. I body slam him. He'd belly to back souffle me. I would, you know, give him a flying, you know, a Dutchman. You know, I just figured that we'd go through moves together, right? And he goes, no, that's not the way it works. And I said, well, how does it work? He goes, well, when you're new to it, I show you the moves. You don't show me the moves. And he proceeded to put me through a car accident. He beat the living hell out of me, George. Put me in the corner of the ring ropes and then gave me a flare chop to the chest. And he started screaming, woo! I was like, whoa, what's going on here? I wanted to give him an atomic elbow. I wanted to pick him up over my head and throw him around. Didn't happen that way. Kicked my ass, Jason Hervey. Hurt bad.
That's actually kind of funny. I hope he does find a way to come on the show then. I wonder if he remembers that at all. Probably not, is my guess.
Yeah, he probably beat up a lot of other suckers along the way, too.
Yeah. Anyway. I also... Flying Dutchman is a hell of a pull, by the way.
You
always hear, when you think of finishing moves in wrestling, you don't really hear Flying Dutchman that often.
Right. I mean, I thought I'd put him in a Boston Crab. Didn't happen.
Yeah. Or a figure four leg lock.
Ultimately, a figure four is something I'm really good at.
Figure four, not that hard to pull off.
No, but if somebody puts me in a figure four, be careful.
That thing really does hurt, the figure four. It hurts bad.
But guys like me who've been figure four'd, I know how to reverse it.
Oh, you just got to flip it over.
George, don't give away the secrets, George.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I feel like anyone who's watched 10 seconds of wrestling probably knows that.
No, not the case.
Okay.
Not the case.
So anyway, Cappy, you and I have a mandate coming up.
Yes, we do.
We're going to be, you kind of mentioned this the other day, but we're going to be at Caleb Williams and the USC Pro Day, okay? It's going to be early, Cappy. Did you get the confirmation email or no?
I have received the confirmation email.
Okay, because, you know, with you, we got to check on these things.
I have marked it as flagged on my email so that I know where to find it.
Right.
And thank you to Katie Ryan, the director of football communications at the USC Athletic Department. Katie.
And Greg.
And Gregory Arthur Bergman. Yeah. Thank you. I will see you guys there at Caleb's Pro Day.
We'll be there, 8:30, bright and early.
I guess we shouldn't call it Caleb's Pro Day, should we?
It's the USC Pro Day.
Right. It's not just Caleb working out. It's everybody.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you right now, George, if you are an NFL fan, and you happen to watch this pro day, because, you know, they usually televise these things, I'm going to take a guess here. You're talking about the likely number one overall pick in the NFL draft, which means every general manager, every head coach, every offensive coordinator, every NFL dignitary that you could think of is going to be there. I mean, this might as well be, you know, Indianapolis for the combine. Everybody will be at this workout on Wednesday of next week. And you and me, buddy,
we'll be there.
We will be in the house.
Are you going to be trying to schmooze, or are you going to be watching the workouts?
He's going to schmooze. Let's be serious.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be walking around talking to GMs and coaches like, yo, Andy, what's your phone number, man? Let's get an In-N-Out burger together. You know, I'll be talking to Andy Reid like that.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll be watching Caleb and all the guys work out, and then you'll be schmoozing as those guys are trying to watch Caleb and those guys. And I'll let you do your thing there.
Yeah. I'll be a fly in the air to see this, just how you guys interact with each other in this space.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just because you're going to be schmoozing, and I feel like George is going to be, like, serious, checking out the, you know, the moves guy, similarly to the scouts, with a little bit of schmoozing mixed in. But I feel like, you know, I just feel like it would be funny, like you would irritate George or something.
Well, I would say that in this particular world of the NFL, you know, I mean, I've been deeply embedded into this world for many years, know a lot of these coaches, know a lot of these GMs. I think that I will show up looking like a professional, for example.
I know that, Cappy.
Hold on. Let me tell you what I mean. As an example, I will be wearing a stopwatch around my neck.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
What? What? You don't think that having a stopwatch around your neck is a good move at an event like this?
I mean, you're not timing. What are you timing him for?
Well, but don't you see, George, the fact that I've got a stopwatch tells everybody I'm serious about what I'm looking for.
Right, right.
Do you have a notepad?
I've got a notepad. I've got a very nice pen.
Your coach-looking blenders on?
Oh, for sure. And I'm even thinking about going old school. I'm thinking about wearing some of those old school polyester bike shorts. Remember those old schoolers?
No, that's not professional.
You got a visor? Oh.
A visor is a good move.
Yes, I'm
Big
telling
D. A visor is a
good move. You sound like you're going to go ref a volleyball tournament, not go to a college recruits pro day.
Well, I mean, wearing the timer, the stopwatch. I mean, that tells people I'm serious. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And what are you going to use, George? Your phone? Use your iPhone to try and time stuff?
I'm not going to use anything to time stuff.
That's not
accurate. The times will be told to us. We'll know what the times are.
Is social going with you guys to document this?
I hope not.
I hope so. Me and DeAndre are going to go like creep in the corner just to see what happens.
I don't think they've applied for credentials, so there's that. But I don't need a stopwatch, Cappy. They're going to tell me what time you ran.
Okay. Well, a lot of times, you know, based on your own reaction times, you know, that it could be very different. You know, I mean, so for me, I trust me. You know, I'll be clicking my stopwatch.
Yeah, and you think there's going to be there'll be a lot of people there because of all the players, but, I mean, there's only be certain teams that are going to be able to draft Caleb, so there's only certain teams that are going to be willing to evaluate him, right?
Yeah, but I think that we assume that Caleb's going to go number one overall to Chicago. But,
well,
okay.
Not necessarily one, but, I mean, I don't think he gets past three.
Okay, so then number two, Washington. And then number three, New England. So the assumption is that he won't get past any of those teams, right? But the reason that it's not just those three teams that come to watch is because we don't know yet, and they don't know yet, who might think to themselves, we want to make a move and get up
and trade up
to get him. Yeah, so that's why we're here, and we're doing our homework.
Right.
Hey, Kaplan, can I borrow your stopwatch for a minute? I forgot mine. You see? Yeah. That's why I have stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know how many teams are actually going to be able to have the ammunition to trade up that high, but okay.
But I'm just telling you that, listen, here's the thing. All these coaches are like, hey, I get to go out to L.A. for a day or two and kind of go, I have got to do it. It's part of my job. I mean, I got to do it. And so a lot of these guys go on these road shows. You know, they'll be in L.A. on Tuesday. They'll go to the workout on Wednesday morning. They'll leave Wednesday. They'll head off to, let's say, Ann Arbor. From Ann Arbor, they'll go to the next stop. So, you know, they're out on a whirlwind tour looking at all these guys. Mm-hmm. Workout after workout after workout.
Right.
So I think you're going to see everybody's going to be there.
Oh, no, I don't disagree. Everybody's going to be there. Of course, they would be at a major program's, pro day. But I just don't know how many people are actually going to be that focused on Caleb, because there's only going to be a select amount of teams, even if there were a few just beyond the top three, that could actually make a deal and trade up to get there.
I got my stopwatch right here. This thing is in great shape, man. There's a lot of history on this stopwatch. A lot of history on this stopwatch right here.
So anyway, let's get to what the Rams need to do. I mean, should the Rams be looking D-tackle now all of a sudden? Like, how do you replace Aaron Donald? This defense was young, but he was kind of the engine for a very, very, very long time, and certainly last year with a younger group. So let's get into some of that. I also want to get into your boy. I mean, your boy Dave Roberts, I mean, he should be filing charges after what I saw today. Let's get to that. Stick around in a second. But first, Cappy, tell us about your new friends at California Cryobank.
Yeah, California Cryobank came to the radio station, sat down, we had a meeting, and they were like, listen, we need to communicate to men. And I said, well, you have come to the right place because we talk to dudes all day long. And I said, but I don't really know what a cryobank is. And they started to explain it to me. They're like, look, here's what we're looking for. We're looking for healthy young men between the ages of 19 years old and 38 years old. And we want these guys, we need these guys to be sperm donors. And I went, hold on, sperm donors? I go, well, first of all, I'm beyond 38 years old. And also I've had a vasectomy, right? So I can't help you. They're like, we don't need you. We need you to tell them. And I said, okay, what are the qualifications? And they said, well, first of all, to be qualified, again, young, healthy, between the ages of 19 and 38. Secondly, you must be able to work in the United States of America. I said, okay, that sounds good. That sounds interesting. We can definitely, you know, pass the word along to everybody. But here's my question. This was my number one question for the folks at the California Cryobank. Because, look, we're out there. We get to meet you guys. We get to know you guys. My question was this. How much money can somebody make if they make a donation at the California Cryobank? Listen to this, guys. Perk up, okay? You can make $1,500 a month. $1,500 a month as a sperm donor, okay? Now, look, the money's fine. It's very helpful, right? But you can help other people create a family. And then, you know, therefore, you're helping other people live out their dreams. So really simply, apply at spermbank.com. I know I'm going to get a lot of heat for this, but come on. Spermbank.com. You can make $1,500 a month. California Cryobank.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dance, do the hump.
Do the humpty hump.
Do the humpty hump.
Yeah, yeah. You know, George, besides the USC workout on Wednesday of next week where we have a mandate, then on Thursday, this Islands for the, you know, the tip-off of the tournament. Yeah, it's going to be – we're going to have a great week next week. And then, by the way –
And then pickleball.
And then pickleball. And then after pickleball – the following Friday the 29th, that's the whole Yachtly Crew thing that's going down.
Right.
And I know a lot of people have been hitting me up going, yo, man, you got me or what? And I'm
well, you know, Cappy, for those people that maybe don't got you, I know we did just give away a pair, but if you continue listening throughout the show today, you could have your chance to win a pair of tickets to see that very show, the Titans of Soft Rock Yachtly Crew. Just listen for Morales to give you the cue to call, and when you hear it, be caller number 7 at 877-710-ESPN, and you will win a pair of tickets to 710-ESPN night at the Whiskey in Hollywood, Friday, March 29th, and see Mason, Cappy, Morales, bring on Yachtly Crew. Get your tickets now to join the fun, but also listen throughout the show.
Yeah, and listen to me. Anybody who sends me a tweet that asks me, you know, how they're going to hear from the radio station about their winning tickets, I'm going to tell you the same thing. I don't freaking know. How do I know?
Listen, Cap, I give everybody all of the pertinent information that I'm given, and I pass it along. So if people aren't paying attention when I give it to them, then that's your problem.
No, but then they come to me and they're like, yo, man, I haven't heard anything. What's the story? I'm like, what do you want me to tell you? I don't know.
Also, you know, the thing isn't for another couple of weeks. Like, why don't you just wait?
Well, by the way, now I need like 16 backstage tickets. I need like a whole... George, it's not... George, are you going?
No.
Oh, can I have yours?
He's just like, no, emphatically no.
Should I have your tickets?
Yeah, I don't care.
Because now I got like 16 people going. All of them are from the circle
hey,
of trust,
Cap,
by the way.
Why don't you do your guys in Yachtly Crew and the Whiskey is Solid and have them buy the tickets?
Well,
instead of giving
know,
away all those freebies, just have them buy the tickets.
You don't know these guys. They're with me.
Okay, well, I'm sure that, you know, you could patronize the business just like everybody else.
I don't know, man. Maybe they're going to go to the cryobank between now and then. Money for Yachtly Crew tickets.
I mean, that is a good solution, right?
I guess so.
$1,500 a month, that's a lot of Yachtly Crew tickets. That'd probably cover your whole group there.
That's right.
Wouldn't
that's
it?
That's right. Yeah, it would. Anyway, George, where were we? We
forgot to do our positive affirmations today.
You know, let's do that. Let's do that right now. It's important that we do this every day, okay?
Every day.
It's very important.
A little late today.
It's all right. It's never too late for a positive affirmation.
It's not, but you know, as long as we do them.
Okay. These are really good. Now, for those of you who, like me, kind of look at yourself in the mirror and you think you're disgusting, and you're like always criticizing yourself and saying mean things to yourself, our goal is to stop saying mean things. Okay, our goal is to start reminding ourselves that we're great people, you know? So here
goes. Love yourself. Self-love, self-worth, self-care.
Right. So here's my first positive affirmation for everybody today. All of my thoughts are positive and constructive. You feel that, George?
Yeah, I feel it.
Okay, here's my next one, and this one's really important. I want everybody to do this today. I feel secure when I'm naked. So I want you to take your clothes off right now.
You don't need to do that.
Come on now.
You're really
and I want you to stand in front of the mirror, and I want you to look at yourself and go, you know what? I feel secure when I'm naked. And then my last one is this. My self-worth is not determined by any number on a scale.
Just hit home for you today, huh?
See? This one really hit me hard today. I took off all my clothes. I stood in front of the mirror. I saw my fat belly.
No, it's a lovely belly.
I saw my muffin top.
Remember yesterday it was saying that you're perfect, just your body's perfect just the way it is?
Yep. I saw my man boobs.
Cappy, you're defeating the purpose.
No, I know, but then I looked at myself and I was like, you know what? You know what? I feel secure when I'm naked. So it's working for me. I don't know, George, is it working for you?
It really sounds like it.
You know, Cappy, not hitting it, you know? It's not hitting the right notes, you know?
It's not hitting the right notes for you, huh?
Yeah.
It's a little pitchy, huh, dog?
Yeah, dog.
I'm trying. I'm trying every day to say nice things to myself. I'm trying to stop saying mean things to myself.
What are you saying that's mean?
Well, you know, I'm fat, I'm disgusting. Look at my muffin top, look at my cans.
Cap,
you know what I mean?
Why don't you just remove those thoughts from, like, your vocabulary entirely?
Well, I'm working on it. I mean, that's why these daily affirmations.
But you keep when you say the good ones, and it's almost like you're canceling out the good with the bad. So why don't you just try and stay solely positive? Forget about the negatives. Let it go. Let it go.
Okay. I'm going to try. All right, George, where were we?
The Rams. We never finished talking about them. What are you doing? You drafting a tackle now? What the hell are you doing? You're going to replace the best defensive player in the world? How are you going to do that?
I don't think you're going to. There's no... Look, when you have a quarterback like Jared Goff, you say, you know what? Jared Goff's good. Jared Goff was a top overall pick. Jared Goff had a great college career. That's why Jared Goff was the draft choice that he was. But you know what? We think we can actually do better. And so we're going to go out and find a better quarterback. You're not going to go out and find a better interior defensive lineman. And by the way, I say interior defensive lineman, you know, they moved him around all over the place. I mean, sometimes he was playing nose tackle, and sometimes he was in a two technique, and other times he was playing defensive end. Two technique. That's football talk right there, people. You can't replace this guy. This guy changed everything that an offense did. One guy of 11. Total game changer. So what do you do now?
I mean, you probably have to fill... I mean, how much money do they have left?
I mean, I think a lot.
They added the guard. They brought back Darius Williams. I would just draft a guy. Like, this is actually a good draft for D tackles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not a great draft for a lot of things, but it's definitely a good quarterback draft, wide receiver draft, and D lineman draft.
Okay. I'm going to start getting into the. Now I have to start scouting. Now I got to start scouting, you know, interior defensive linemen.
Make sure you wear your stopwatch.
Oh, you know I will. You know I will. But
what
I mean,
are you going to do? What kind of drills are you going to do with the D lineman, though? Shuttle, like, you know, a shuttle drill or something? Because well, you know, it's not like they need to run fast.
Shuttle drill's a good drill. You know, maybe check out their bench press skills. You know, how many times can you BP 225? I need to know how strong you are. I mean, but I'm just starting to look right now. I mean, I'm starting to look at what are the available free agent defensive tackles. I mean, Chris Jones came off the board. He was the best guy. You would have loved to have replaced Aaron Donald with Chris Jones, but he wasn't leaving Kansas City. I'm just looking at some of these guys here. Christian Wilkins, the defensive lineman, he went from the Dolphins to the Raiders, did he not? Check me on that.
He did for $97 million.
Right. I mean, I'm looking at some of these names here, and I guess if I'm the Rams, I'm going to have to go into the free agency market, I think, and I'm probably looking at having to draft somebody.
Well, look, if you're that, there's a kid that Texas has two kids, okay, that are both great defensive tackles, okay? Like, those are the guys that you want to look at. I don't know how, where do the Rams pick again? Are they're like 21, right? I want to say. Is that fair? Sound right?
Sounds fair, but I don't know that it's right. Yeah, I'm going to look it up here as well. I'm also looking up the top prospects.
Okay, so Texas has a couple of guys. There's a kid from Illinois who people think is like the top guy. It's either him or the kid from Texas who I believe's last name is Bryant, I want to say. And those two, Tavondre Sweat is kind of their big guy. He kind of reminds me of, think of, you know, Cappy, like who's like one of those old school nose tackle, 350-pound guys you just can't like, move because he's
I
like a wall.
I think of a guy, like to me, Vince Wilfork is that guy.
Correct. Right. So Tavondre Sweat from the Texas Longhorns is one of those guys. Okay. Right. Like he's that guy. Mm-hmm. And then like the next guy, I
think
would
the guy
say
from
that
Texas that you're talking about is his name Murphy.
Murphy. Brian yeah. Murphy. Is that yeah, what it is?
De'Bryan Murphy the second.
Okay. He's the other. Now he's built, I wouldn't say like Aaron Donald, but more like the Warren Sapp, Aaron Donald-ish type model where, you know, big, right? Sturdy. But more of like a pass rushing threat as opposed to like clogging the middle. You know what I mean?
By the way, I called this young man De'Bryan Murphy because in front of his name, Brian, it says D.I., but I thought it was D.I., but it's really D.L. And what it stands for is defensive lineman.
Defensive lineman.
So his name is not De'Bryan Murphy. And I only realized that. I only realized that because the next guy's name is D. Chris Jenkins. And the next guy's name is D. Brandon Dorlis.
That would have been really funny if you went through the whole segment thinking right. that. Oh, right. D. Christian.
Right. How about this guy? Number two, D. Leonard Taylor from Miami.
I mean, sounds you know? Like it could
yeah.
be a name.
De'Bryan
well,
Murphy.
You don't want
he's
Leonard
player.
Taylor. Trust De'Bryan me when Murphy. I tell you that. But Brian, is it Byron or Brian Murphy?
It's De'Bryan.
It's
De'Bryan. De'Bryan. Okay.
De'Bryan.
Anyway, Murphy from Texas is really good.
Dummy. He's forever
this is
De'Bryan.
Why these affirmations don't work, because now I start telling myself what a dumbass I am.
Yeah. So he's good. That kid's good. There's a kid from Illinois that's good. According to the draft guys. Like they mm-hmm. all say these guys are legit like beasts. So but they again. It just depends on what you want. You know, Texas has two of them. As I mentioned, Sweat is a big dude, right? He's like a Vince Wilfork type, whereas D'Bryan.
De'Bryan?
We should just call him De'Bryan forever.
Yeah, right.
Even like he could end up becoming a Hall of Famer. We should just call him De'Bryan.
I was going to say, he's forever known as De'Bryan.
Yeah. So that guy, again, he's built more in the pass rusher mode, you know?
The L looked like an I.
I
it didn't look like an L.
As a pass rusher.
Like, it just didn't look like an L to me. If it said DL, I would have called him DL Byron, you know? But it looked like an I, D-I, De'Bryan. I was like, oh, that's an interesting name.
Typical Cappy moment.
De'Bryan.
So those guys are good. Like, I mean, honestly, if I'm the Rams, you probably should consider it, right?
Yeah, but
I mean, what other areas of need do you think they have? I don't know if they have an area of need per se. They picked 19th, by the way.
Okay, very good. I would say that the need for the Rams, first I'd start with offensive line. They've already gone on to address that in free agency, so that's good news. I don't think they have a lot of need at wide receiver. Okay. I don't think they have a lot of need at running back. I think they've got tight end pretty much wrapped up, although there will be a question about Higbee's injury at the end of the year. I would say all of the need for the Rams are defensive positions. Obviously, now it's defensive line.
Because there's the kid at UCLA, Latu, who's like a defensive, he's an edge, but right. He's 265 pounds.
Right,
kid.
But he's an edge rusher.
Right, kid. But you know, he's big for an edge rusher these days at 265.
Here's the thing. You're not replacing Aaron Donald. That's it. You're just not. Now, another body will play the same position, but you will not have a player this year.
No, of course not. But you need to fill. That's now a place of need. Would you agree?
100%.
By the way, you're listening to KSB in Los Angeles.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was now that is a place of need. Fair or unfair?
Totally fair. Okay. Totally fair. So at number 19, I'm going to have to start looking into some mock drafts to see, you know, who the draft Knicks say are the best guys. But then again, you know, Wednesday, I will be at USC for the pro day, so I'll be doing some investigation. I'll be talking to guys. So, who do you think is the best defensive lineman? All right, beyond him. All right, how about 2-3 deep? Because I got to get to 19 for the Rams.
So, the kid Newton from Illinois.
Oh, Newton, yes.
DeNewton?
DeNewton. DeNewton. No, DeJohnny.
Okay, DeJohnny.
Yeah. I like DeNewton better.
DeJohnny yeah. Newton.
6'1 and 5/8 mm-hmm. at the combine, 304 pounds. So, that's Aaron Donald-ish, like body build is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So, like, a number of those guys at that position are that. And then there's a few of the guys that are, like, the Vince Wilfork types. Right.
Yeah, I would say that if I had to go in a slightly different direction, if I were Les Snead, I would be saying there is only one Aaron Donald, and there's only one guy that is. And listen, you brought up Warren Sapp's name, for example. Warren Sapp was not 6'4", 295. He wasn't 6'5", 330. I mean, Warren Sapp's also probably like 6'1", maybe 6'2", and probably was like, you know, I don't know, 300 pounds, most of it, you know, in his butt and his legs. I would go for the big guy. I want big, giant body.
You want Tavondre Sweat.
Yeah, I want 6'5", 330. I want monster. I want beast.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you want to go beast mode, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But it's kind of like if you get into an accident, Cappy, I get it. You got to call Jacob right away at 844-24-JACOB. And let me ask you this. If you're injured in an accident, any kind of auto accident, should you hire your friend's relative who helped your uncle with his will and trust last year? Of course you don't, dummy. You need to hire an expert in the field. That's why you get into a car accident. You call Jacob at 844-24-JACOB. Again, Jacob is the man. More than 25 years of experience, Jacob has handled all types of vehicle accidents, car, truck, motorcycle, rideshare, scooter, you name it, Jacob's done it, all right? He's handled it. Jacob and his team won't settle for a lowball offer from the insurance company. Plus, with Jacob, you never pay a penny out of pocket, so your car gets fixed and you see the medical specialist that you need to get you back on track as soon as possible. Guys, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Man, you call Jacob, he'll win for you. So call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB, 844-24-JACOB, or visit him online at calljacob.com.